What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
I need a topic that's not baby. And go.
Oh shoot.
No pressure.
That's all I've been thinking about is your baby.
I don't know how C-section moms do it because it's like Christmas. Like I have like my own advent calendar for your baby. And so I'm like, whoo, how many sleeps? Like I get so excited.
Like how we do it. That's what's so fun about it.
That you know?
Yeah. I love that.
I will say you I can be like glam and cute. I'm just over there.
Definitely not glam, but yeah.
Did you get ready?
Yeah. I mean, I put makeup on.
For the C-section?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely put makeup on. It's a blind date. They've waited to meet me too. Better have mascara on.
But like when a dude you just without mascara. I love how we said, let's talk anything about
it. I know.
Here we go.
I can find
but
another
But you didn't
time.
Have a C-section.
No.
Right?
So I just never know.
You're like in labor and you're like doing your makeup?
Mm. Yeah. In between contractions.
Okay. Well, at least we are like walking into the hospital.
I know, but I just couldn't do what you do because I'm like so excited to know. You know the day.
Right.
I love it.
I wouldn't be able to sleep. It's exciting.
It's hard to sleep.
I am so excited for this baby. I voice memoed that to you today because I have not been so excited for a friend's baby. I think because this feels like a sister. Like, right. I feel like I could come to your house and I could just like wash my hands and grab him. Mm-hmm. Note that I said wash my hands for friends that are listening. People have lost their minds. But like, there's not a lot of people I feel comfortable with doing that, I think. So that's probably part of it.
Sure.
I was going back on photos. Okay, I guess we're talking about the baby.
I guess we are.
It's limited time.
Yeah. I know. It's the last time to talk about it. Yeah. So
I wish everyone could see your hand gesture.
With my nails that are gone. Because you had to take your nails off.
I know, you have to go short. Oof. Maternity short.
I feel like I have stubs when I'm thumbs on my little tree branches. I got emotional the other night because I was talking to the photographer. So I had a photographer with Jolie. I didn't have him with Jace. And with obviously baby, I wanted to have those pictures again because one of my favorite photos is the photo of you and Jolie.
Aww.
You peering over. And yeah. I got emotional because it's, you know, it's just
happening again.
God willing, everything's great.
Everything is great.
So I'm excited about that. And now I'm excited to have the queendom and everybody there and
a royal baby.
So I've prepped the day before. So I got to go to the hospital the day before, get the blood ready in case, you know, all the stuff that could happen, might happen. Who knows?
Won't happen.
We'll be prepared.
Right.
Hopefully.
Good.
God willing.
We are prepared. Everything is
and
great.
And then, everything's happening in the morning and early. But the makeup piece,
I still just have trauma from Jace. So I'm like, well, I'm going to be vomiting from the anesthesia and crying. I found my legs. And, you know, so.
That is definitely going to happen. But I feel like you'll feel better if you have some makeup on.
I don't know.
Weekend at Bernie's legs. It's going to be okay.
Oh, I need you guys there.
We'll be there. Hey, we got to plan what time we're going to be there.
Yeah.
Going together.
I also have something else we're planning.
Okay, great.
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 So, okay, let's. But also these next few days, I just need to, what I feel like the days are moving very slow.
Yeah.
Moving up to that. Cause when you have, when you know when it's coming, yeah, most likely. Oh, yeah. I mean, the only time with Jolie, I had it scheduled and I still, my water broke before, but because I'm still early on the earlier end, I don't really think that's going to happen, but you just never know what's going to happen. But I'm here for it and I'm praying and it's going to be great. And but let's not talk baby the rest of the show.
I thought I got myself kicked out of my Christian school because of the podcast.
Oh, tell us more.
So usually I just lay as like, I lay low as a voice on here, you know? Uh-huh. Everyone will know who you are, but not, I mean, well, they do. 2 million.
That's why they're here.
At Kramer Curl. So it was interesting because one of the administrators came up to me at school and she was like, hey, at cheer. She was like, hey, you, is that, I meant to ask you. And I was like, uh-oh. Because Preston's songs are not down the Christian alley sometimes, you know? Like we have a lot of drinking and a lot of country music, you know, whatever, shuffling about, whatever we're up to. And so she said, is that you on Wind Down? And I said, it is.
Yeah?
And she was like, I thought so. I was just listening and I thought that was you. And I thought, where is this going? I said, are you going to dismiss me out of the school? And she said, no. She's like, it's so cool. I never know who people are or what they do. You know, she just sees us shuffling with no makeup. But I thought that was pretty funny. That was the first time I've thought, uh-oh.
Well, first of all, she listened. So obviously. But that also happened to me one time, only once. And I was at a water park in a swimsuit. I was like, absolutely
in a water park with a swimsuit. Oh, this wasn't her recognizing me like that. This was just like a, hey, I think.
So she probably
follows me also on social.
I'll never forget it.
What happened?
Literally, I'm like running around after the kids, you know, in a swimsuit, which is not, you know, like,
if I mentioned I was in a swimsuit.
Like, it's not the most, you don't want to be recognized. Like, you truly don't in these situations. I don't, right?
I definitely don't want to be.
I mean, and when I say recognized, this is the only time I've been recognized. But I mean, like, I don't want to run into people I know, right? So I hear my name and I'm like, turn around. I'm like, I don't know anybody. They're like, hey, are you on the, and I was like,
no, I tried to. Nope. No, that's my skinny twin sister.
I tried to run away.
This happens to us all the time.
Sweet, but yeah.
So on the kind of line of kids, I was telling Kat this in the car earlier, and I'm going to tell you now.
Oh, yeah.
With Jolie, she has gotten to the age now where I have to be very careful. I've learned my lesson that I now have to be careful what I say. Because an instance happened the other day.
Man.
I don't think she listens to me. You know, I know she loves me so much.
Listen, I can almost verify my kids are never listening to me.
No, y'all are all wrong. They're listening. They hear everything you say.
Because when I ask her to brush her teeth and use
that's different
stuff, I'm like, okay, she must not just listen or whatever. So I talk, I say things. Alan, we talk and girlfriends. I mean, I have you guys on speakerphone when you guys call. Catherine knows better not to have me on speakerphone around her kids, but you know.
Nobody puts Pam on speakerphone.
Even my 14-year-old.
Pam was on speakerphone when Jolie was in the car. But you know, so I just don't think she listens.
Little Auntie F-bomb Pittsburgh Pam.
So I just don't think she's listening. And so then I get a text message from her teacher going, well, now I'm invested in X, Y, and Z. And I was like, wait, what?
What is she invested in?
I go, what did Jolie say? And she goes, well, so apparently this person's crazy and this person. And I'm like, oh. So she overheard a conversation.
Is it about me?
No.
Am I the crazy one? You. It's about you. I'm like, I'm about to pull you. I'm going to pick up Jolie after school.
No, but what did she overheard say about a conversation me? In the house that we were, and it was, you know, it wasn't like we weren't having this serious, you know, anything that's like super serious. Obviously, we don't have around the kids.
Right, but right.
we had company over and the kids were there. And so we were telling a story about something. And so Jolie's like,
no,
they're brainwashing. And then I'm just like, oh my gosh. So I was like, so I said to Jolie, I go, baby girl, I go, what did you tell your teacher today? She goes, I'm sorry. Oh, no. And I said, no, it's okay. I'm just curious, like what you heard. And, you know, I just want to understand. And so we can talk about it. And she's like, well, I heard that this person is crazy. And yeah. They're brainwashing. And it's just Ben. Like, so she starts using every detail. Like, I mean, every detail. And then she's like, what is brainwash? I was like, oh my goodness. So I was like, okay, lesson learned.
It's okay.
I have to be very careful now. The things, because, you know, Alan and I joke so much about certain things that I'm like, some of the things I'm like, oh my God, the principal's going to call us to their office to go, this is what you're
right. Said. Well, and it's also like, I think it's crazy because I do talk about a lot in front of them because I always remember, like growing up is a lot, but there were certain things that I felt like were kept secret that didn't need to be secret. And I wish that they just would have talked, like, I wish I would have had a more understanding. So I wasn't trying to figure things out on my own. So I feel like I keep dialogue pretty open.
But just have a conversation with them about it. That's what I do. Like have a conversation like, hey, you know, when we're talking about this, this is what we talk about in here, but we don't talk about it, you know, and just because I like to keep open dialogue too.
Yeah, I had to be like a little, I had to start to tailor what I say about family.
Oh, well, sure.
Right.
Yeah,
well, now that I know that she's so
actually really
spot
me.
On to the what our adult conversations actually are now, to that minute detail.
Dinner's like a library. Forks clicking.
So now I know that those certain ones will have to be tabled because I don't, you know, it's again, it wasn't like bad stuff, but. I know
it's also tricky because I'll like talking
like, brainwashing me. Oh, I'm like, oh God, I'm like,
light
well,
topic.
When someone
then I go home and be like, my parents voted for, and but you know what makes me really laugh about that? Not to bring this up, but like the fact
not to bring this up, but I'm going to my favorite cat phrase, freaking love you.
The fact that people think you already had the baby that your kids wouldn't go and say, it just dawned on me, like. Wouldn't they go to school or like tell their friends I have a little brother?
They would. Because again, Jolie, when I, because they've been counting down the days and I said, Jolie Ray, guess what? We're moving up the date for the baby. It's now going to be this day. And she goes, okay, so how many days? So then the teacher who I love her. She's amazing. She goes, oh yay, I heard the baby's coming out. So I mean, anything.
It's not possible.
Teachers on Reddit.
So everyone knows it's not possible with kids. There's I know. Way. I just thought about that. Like if Jolie's like, yeah, that's so funny. Anyway,
it is because they're going to either tell their friends it's going to get back to certain things.
Tell her teacher the whole story of how the baby came out.
Right. But it's also, which is why I'm very cautious of never speaking bad about my ex. I've never, ever done that in front of the kids and will never.
Right.
Won't ever.
It's interesting though, like, and
because they should not hear those things.
No. I believe that. It's interesting to watch my kids' perception of my family without me saying anything because I do keep it very like down the middle, you know? But my love said something the other day and I was like, well, that's not even a word I use. So you for sure didn't hear that from me, but it is, they're very perceptive.
When they get their own little, I know it's kids, man.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
I have a topic. I don't know if I
do it.
A part of me thinks I shouldn't say it out loud, but I haven't said this to a person and now I'm saying it to everyone.
Oh. My fake belly, sorry, just kicked me. Do it.
Should we unstrap it?
And I know, really I'm like, where's the video? I'm like, whoa. OnlyFans just got a new entry.
I'm like, how do I prove that this is my leg?
I don't think you can do anything. There's my belly button.
It doesn't help because your sweet little bronze body still looks like a prosthetic. Like if I had to pick a prosthetic body, it would be that.
Okay, so go ahead. Continue with your topic that you're going to tell us about.
Recent Google searches.
Recent Google searches.
On my phone.
On your phone.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm curious.
I don't know if
Wait, I'm getting nervous.
I'm nervous that I shouldn't be sharing. Recent Google searches on my phone. What happens when your five-year-old walks in on you and your partner having...
Didn't we just... That happened to Jessica Simpson.
Makes me feel better.
Remember?
We just talked about this.
I thought we talked about it, but I couldn't remember who it was. And I was like, was it one of y'all?
Yeah. No. Mm. Remember?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you guys did the laundry room.
Well, so the door was locked.
How did they get in?
Telling you, this kid needs a legal team.
Which one?
A butter knife. Legend.
What? A butter knife?
Yeah, because we just had like the safety lock kind of, you know, like you can turn it and lock it, but then if you just put something flat in, you can just turn it either way.
Well, can I ask what position? Because I think there's ways.
Well, it was a missionary trip.
You were definitely getting kicked
on. Mommy Rat is Santa Claus.
Took me like a long time to figure out that song, by the way. Side note.
What's wrong with the song?
Gosh. That song, I never really understood that song.
Is it Santa Claus?
Way too late in life when I was like, oh, it was right here in front of us the whole
riding
time.
Santa Claus.
Anyways, so Preston's convinced. Preston created a narrative fast and he ran damage control. He's convinced he didn't see.
Did he throw you off?
Yeah. I threw myself. You guys, I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe I'm even talking about it.
I think it's...
It's so normal.
I don't think he would ever remember. If it was love, I think it's a different situation.
He said the same thing. And it wasn't too much. Like, he didn't see too much, we think. Like, blankets and...
I think it's fine.
Happens to everybody.
So, Preston... Oh, he's going to kill me.
What?
So, he just went out and he was like, hey, buddy, you know, just mom and dad were just trying to have a minute private time because mom was checking out something on my neck and she just wanted to see something on my neck. And so... Later that night, while Legend's in the bathtub, I thought, I'll just revisit and see if there's any other questions. Because I'm like the more, I don't like to create the narrative. I like us to have just a really honest, open dialogue age appropriate, but like I thought, you know, maybe he has other questions. And I just don't like my kids trying to figure things out on their own. I like to be the one they go to for information.
Sure.
And so I asked him, you know, I was checking on his body and because he's having a little issue with the booty. And I said, just checking on that. And he goes, yep. And I said, and he goes, yeah, it's checked out. And he's like, just like you're checking on Dada's neck. And I go, yeah, I checked it out. And he goes, and he's okay. And I go, he's doing all right. Anything else? And he goes, nope. I was like, damn it.
Nope.
I was mortified. I felt like a bad parent. I was like, I've ruined him forever.
No, he's not going to remember. If it was Jolie, I would be, that's the child I would have. Yeah. But yeah, no.
I just wish you're I fine. Had like a shirt on at the minimum, but it's okay.
Sometimes Jace goes, Mama, those are big. Like if he walks in, I'm changing my closet. Like that's, you know.
Yeah. Legend used to smack my booty and say, that's a big booty-tay. And I was like, okie dokie. Time to learn to
you're
be charming.
Fine, I promise.
You yes. think so, guys?
Yes, it happens to everybody.
I feel embarrassed I even said
hide
it here.
Hide the knives.
Hide the butter.
Yeah. Hide the butter knives.
Figure out a better locking system or wait till they're asleep.
Exactly. We're going to take a break and then we're going to get right on the Selling Sunset.
Get on something else.
Get on. We're going to get on to something else.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
All right, so I am super excited to get Mary on Wind Down because I have completely binged the entire season. So let's can't get wait. It on.
Oh, we match.
Mary.
Hello. Oh.
You guys are matching.
This is so funny. This just happened on a previous one I just did.
Oh, that's amazing.
She said, I tried to like channel my inner Mary and we ended up having almost the exact same jacket on. That's so funny.
And there you go. I love it. How are you doing? First and foremost, you having a good day? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. I was just telling Catherine, I've obviously been a fan for a while and I watched the entire season the last 3 days. So I'm all caught up. And obviously when I saw that we were going to interview you, my first thought was like, because we've had you on, you and your amazing husband. And but at first I was like, oh, I was like, yes, I can't wait to talk to her. But then when I went through the season, I was like, no. And my heart broke because obviously you suffered a miscarriage during the season. And it's so hard because when you test to celebrate and then to have that awful heartbreak, I was just watching it too. And also having had miscarriages before and feeling that just that hopelessness and that helplessness of all of it. And I'm so sorry. So that's, I just want to start with that.
Thank you. Yeah.
How are you guys? How many weeks were you when you found out that?
I was only 9 weeks.
But still, that's, you know.
Yeah. Still, I think the problem with the way we did it, I in hindsight, I should have waited to tell everybody. We were just so excited. And I didn't even allow myself to think that there was a chance that I could miscarry. We were so excited. I'm like, nope, this is our baby. It was meant to be. And you know, it happened so quickly. And we were just so over the moon that I never even gave it any thought or allowed myself to go there, that it wasn't going to work out. And so I think then I did all these things, to like when they won't see you before 7 weeks, like the doctors and stuff. And I was like, oh no, that's not going to happen. So I went to midwives and had all my blood work checked and everything to make sure, like if I needed progesterone or anything like that, to make sure that it was the highest chances, because I knew I was going to be a high risk because of my age. And all my levels were fine and everything looked great. And I've had a son before. And so, I felt so great during the pregnancy too. I mean, I was tired, but that was it. And so, and it was the same way with my son. So I just never allowed myself to go there. And so it was just a big shock when we found out.
That piece is sad though, when I hear you say you have, in hindsight, you wish you didn't share, because that's the piece where that sucks about miscarriage, because you want to share. You're pregnant. It's so exciting. And then if you don't share, then you would have had nobody there for you. No one would have known what you were going through behind the camera, essentially.
Yeah. Too. Yeah. That's true. I mean, it's double-edged sword kind of, because seeing all of the outpour by me sharing it, I do, once I have miscarriage, I'm like, they asked, do I want to tell? I was like, I mean, I kind of have to, but I also wanted to let people know. I had a good friend of mine that's like a world-renowned OBGYN, like guiding me through the whole thing. And he would look over all my test results and stuff. And when I had the miscarriage, he was like, you know, honestly, it's like 50% of people like actually do. Some people don't even know that they were pregnant and they just, you know, they never end up really finding out because they have their period and they don't really know that they technically got pregnant. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know that. Mm-hmm. And he said, so many people have miscarriages. So I thought, well, it is really important to share this so that people don't feel alone, because the more, once you talk about it, you realize half the women in the room have had one. And then they've like, lock themselves in the house and are so like depressed about it. And I was like, oh, I did that. And so, you know, I think it was just important to share that story. And as bad as it sucks, to have to relive and re-talk about daily 5 times a day. I think it will help people. And, and the responses that I've received so far, even people that are actually currently going through it, they're like, you know, I have to have a DNC on Monday. And they're like, thank you so much. This actually helped me. And so I'm like, okay, just one response like that makes it work sharing. But there have been so many responses.
Because I don't know when the actual filming was, but how long has it been since you miscarried now?
About 6 months.
About 6 months. Have you guys started to try again?
Not yet. I needed a few months. I knew that the chances of getting pregnant again, like what they call it, a rainbow baby or something, like that was better. I couldn't do it yet. Because it was a septic miscarriage too. It took like a toll on my body, had to have like the surgery. And then they also found out in an MRI during the DNC, she wanted an MRI, and I didn't really understand why, but she saw, I guess, the anatomy of my uterus seemed abnormal. And it's not as cool as it sounds, but it's like unicornian uterus. And it's actually where there's only like one horn is what they say, like where there's part of like the one side of it isn't formed all the way. And so it's going to cause some issues. I don't have like one fallopian tube and stuff like that. So I'm able to carry a child. I have my son. And so I am able to carry a full term. So I needed just to get through just kind of processing, healing, and try to decide what the next step is. Do we do IVF and just go straight into that since we know that it's going to be more difficult? I tried to do embryo freezing before, I would say, it's been about a year and a half ago now, and it didn't work out. The three embryos that did go into genetic testing, we did genetic testing, and then they did whatever, it goes back to genetic testing, and they said all three were abnormal. So then I started to do another round of it, and that's when I had to cancel that round halfway through because of the Palm Springs trip. And then I think that's a lot of what people didn't understand on that trip. I was so hormonal too. I was like, and so by the end of it, I was like, you guys, none of this crap matters. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I was so hormonal. But I didn't get to do that round either. So then we got pregnant right away. And when we went to Bali. And so now I think I'm just trying to decide what the best thing is to do, because I want to eliminate the chance of miscarriage as much as possible. I don't know if that's even possible, but
no, I want for sure. Because I just what it does mentally. Because I remember when my fiance and I were talking about it, and you know, he was like, "Would you want to have another kid?" And it's like, having had miscarriages, I'm like, the mental aspect of losing and what that makes me feel as I'm not a woman. I can't give you this baby that, you know, and I'm worthless. Yeah. And like all those messages mess with you so much, as I don't know if I'm actually mentally strong enough to go through a loss again.
Yeah.
And that was the hardest piece when I ended up getting pregnant. That was my biggest fear, was losing it and feeling that pain of a worthless woman.
Yeah. I think so many people feel the same way. It's so messed up to see this, but I think every woman feels the same way. It's like, it makes you feel better to hear someone else's loss, which is like, how messed up is that? Mm-hmm. But it makes you like understand we're not the only one feeling this way. It's not like I'm not like feeling crazy and like depressed. It's like, no, that's a normal feeling, but it shouldn't be. We shouldn't be shamed. We shouldn't be, it's very common, but I think somehow it just makes people feel better that there is hope. And a lot of people have gone through it many times, and then they do have their like miracle baby. And so
would you do surrogacy if that came to it too?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think that would be probably the last resort, because it sounds bad too, but I'm not a huge kid person. Wait,
after all that, I don't really like kids, guys.
No, this is so bad to say because I love my son. I love my, like, if I'm very
we get
close.
It. Yeah. We get it. Yeah.
I like my kids, just not yours.
Same. I like yours yes. too, but I would prefer, like, I like mine the best. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I go to a restaurant, I'm not like, oh, let me hold your baby. You're screaming baby. He's so cute. Yeah. No. I'm like, please take your baby home. Like, he's screaming. Like, I'm just not, but I do appreciate and love my children and my best friend's children and stuff like that. So I feel like I would want that connection of sure. being pregnant. I feel like it just, it really does. You have this special bond, like when you get pregnant. And I think I really, really want that. Because as busy as I am and as like just chaotic as my life is, I want that bond. If it is possible to be like, I don't care about all these other goals and dreams and stuff. This is my child and I would do anything for my child. Because I have that initial immediate bond. And so I feel like at least for me, everyone's different, but at least for me, I want to try to.
For sure. Yeah. You want to check all the boxes and then go, okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like Romaine is so supportive too in everything that you do.
Anything, whatever makes me happy is what he wants. And he's already said too, because I'm like, I really don't know. I don't know if it's going to work out. Like, what would we do? Mm-hmm. He's like, then we'll spend time together and we'll have a wonderful life together. So he's like, yeah, it would be great if we do. But if not, he's like, I just want you. And you're my family. So, I mean, he's like the best guy on earth. He really is.
That's so sweet.
So sweet.
Okay. Can we switch gears for a second? Because I have to talk about, obviously, some aspects of the show. Uh-huh. Okay.
Don't tell me too much. I haven't watched the new season yet.
It's so good. Okay. So, from last season to this season, one of my main goals of this while I was watching the show is like, find some empathy or connection with Nicole. That was my, I'm like, I'm going to go into this because, you know, you read all the headlines, you see all the stuff, and I know how I get the world of editing and them trying to do all the things. But so I'm looking at it from not from a troll from those pages that just want to hate. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to really find something or connect with her to maybe relate to her or like her and a little bit more, because at first I was always siding with Chrishell and I was like, well, because I'm friendly with Chrishell, but I just am struggling and like, what am I missing with the piece? Because I just am like, just she won't, especially with her not like Chrishell apologized. Fine, I get it. She did it in front of Jason and, you know, she wished that she wouldn't have done it in front of Jason. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, well, can you just squash it and stop it? Like, that just feels like such old news. Move on. Yes, you're great. You're OG. You were amazing. And you took that one sale and you don't think she should have taken it. Fine. Okay, let's move on from that. And now there's still this, like, I feel like she just wants to keep going and she doesn't just drop it and get over it. But is that also Chrishell doing that too? And we're just seeing a one-sided thing. But I just am like, because I really want to try to like her, but it's really frustrating because I'm like, girl, just stop.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was a rant. I know.
That was a rant.
But I'm like, I'm really trying because I want to like her, but it's frustrating when I'm watching it and it's just like, okay, enough.
Yeah.
Help me, Mary.
For me, yeah, I wish I could. You know, it's frustrating for me too because I honestly, I love Nicole. I mean, she officiated my wedding and I think that this is a very common response to what is happening on the show. And she is a very stubborn woman, which can also be, you know, it can be a good thing. My husband's a very stubborn man. Right. And they remind me of each other in certain ways where it's like, that can be a good thing in certain situations. And this one, I'm like, girl, stop. Like, you are not helping yourself. Just let it go. And so even when she wants to let it go, it's like, I think something happens or something said where she feels like she has to defend herself, like, because everyone has hated on her so much. She's like, I'm not this person. And so, but by by defending herself more, it just makes it look worse.
Yeah, because I feel like if you keep saying you're not this person, but then you're still being this person, well, then I'm like, you're kind of that person then. You're not showing anybody anything different. So then it's like, is it jealousy? Yeah. Is it ownership? I'm like, what piece is it?
I think she's just very prideful of her, of real estate. She's very good at what she does.
Yeah.
She's prideful about that. And, but she really is like a very fun, outgoing, like chill person on like just when I go to her house and we'll hang out at her pool with her and we'll like sit in a hot tub for hours and just talk and stuff. And she's really fun. And she's not the person. She is an extremist. She always has been, but normally it's in a fun way, mm-hmm. where it's hilarious. And I think that in this situation, I've been very honest with her about that. I'm like, I've tried to be a friend to you. I've tried to like tell you, you are not doing yourself any favors. Like, here's the reality. Here's what's going on. This is an old situation. It's mm-hmm. Jason's fault for doing it. It's not Chriselle's fault. You need to let it go. You mm-hmm. need to drop it. It doesn't matter. You're not going to go back to it. Focus on your current client. Focus on this. Leave Chriselle alone. Just stop. But then, and Chriselle's like upset too, where she's like, she's dead to her. She's like, I will move on and just try to coexist. And Chriselle did apologize and stuff. And Nicole didn't, and she says she wanted to. I'm like, then do it.
Right.
Just do it. It doesn't have to be a perfect scenario. Just do it.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
I feel like you do such a good job, though, of being... It's probably a very hard job because you got to play both sides.
Yeah.
But Is there a person on the show that you think has changed not for the better while filming the show?
Good question, Jana.
Oh, I got it.
And a look away.
Don't you give me the Mary response too. I don't want
she clearly has someone.
I'm trying to.
I know you are because it's the managerial piece of what you do. I get it. But also these shows, this environment, it changes people. And I think that's not a bad thing to say, okay, this person has changed. We have a friend that's going through something. She's changed. And I think we could all say that and go, okay.
So maybe the question is who has changed, maybe not so much not for the better.
I'm just trying to help her out. I'm going to say this in a merry way.
A merry way. Okay.
I like it.
Okay. So in my opinion, there is someone on the show on season 7 that I've noticed throughout some of the seasons that has been in the middle of many of the conflicts and arguments and then projects that it's the other person. And that would be Chelsea, in my opinion. And I've seen it multiple times and I think she's a great person, but the kind of attacks and deflection on many other people that I care about. It kind of reminds me of Christine at certain times, like where it's like attacks and I don't know that she's changed. I don't know if because she's always been outspoken. I think she's coming Amanda and twisted the story with Amanda on this season. I took a step back from mediating and stuff because my pregnancy and I wasn't going to get in the middle of it. It stresses me out. But then she's come after Heather, come after Brie, come after Amanda recently, come after me. And I'm just like,
I don't remember. What did she do to come after you?
No. This is behind the scenes. I still don't know. I have no idea what it's about, but, so I'm just noticing like a pattern, but the thing is, I don't know that she's changed. I just think she's, the show does make people sensitive. It makes people, because you get attacks from everybody in the world and you get responses from everyone in the world. So then when you see people, and I guarantee I'll get an attack over this one. It's the truth. And I don't think she's a bad person, but I just think that there's a repetitive response.
Well, I was going to ask, but you said it was behind the scenes. I mean, are people doing this just for the cameras to cause drama, or are they actually also doing that's always my question. I'm like, it's hard to separate. Like, I want to know, like, is this really you, or are you just trying to come up with something to fight about, to argue about on the show?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I really don't know what it's about with me. I tried to find out, but I don't know what it's about. But with Amanda, I know like where she was a poster, I was like, she was just trying to help. And then maybe she didn't do it perfectly. I mean, it's hard to go between people and be, I do it. And it's very, very difficult to only say certain things and to make sure you're seeing both sides at all times. You don't take sides. To try to help the situation. So maybe she didn't do it perfectly, but she wasn't trying to start anything. Of course, I'm going to defend her though. She is my best friend, but
of course,
I just think like that, I don't know. And I don't know. That's just my opinion. That's all I'm going to say on it. And I'd like to sit down. I'd like to talk it through and figure out what she's upset about, what's happening, and no response. So, I have no idea.
I think that says something more to do on her, because I think if you wanting to sit down and have a conversation with her and go, where's the disconnect? That's right. Growth on you. That's weakness on her by not wanting to.
Absolutely.
Unless she could be like, well, I have a boundary up because of X, Y, and Z, but I still think you can have a conversation. So at least you know what happened, what exactly. The ripple was. Cause that's the worst when you're like, well, I have no idea why we're having a rift. Can you at least let me know? And then you don't have to talk to me if you don't want to.
Well, being non-responsive to me, it just seems childish. I mean, it's like, you can at least say like, yes, I have a problem. I'm not ready to talk about it or something. Just respond.
Right. Yeah. The aggression that came at me, I was like, I mean, what, you're going to send this and then not respond afterwards. I was like, what is going on? I have no idea what's happening right now. So I have no idea. But anyway,
what do you do with that? Does that stuff just keep you up, or how do you not let it affect your everyday when there are so many other more important things too? But it's still those small things are the ones that eat me alive.
Yeah.
Normally they do. If it's a good friend, then that would really, really hurt me. And I would, that would hurt me that they really were this upset about something. I mean, Chelsea and I were friends, I thought, but not that close. But just the response and the way it was done, I was just like, you don't talk to me like that. No. Mm-hmm. And we can have a conversation, but you do not ever speak to me like that. And so I think it was just, I just don't care. If she wants to sit down, have a conversation, fantastic. I think we should. And I don't like having conversations about like when there's conflict or something. I just don't know what the conflict is. So I'd love to fix it if it's possible. If not, okay. But I'm not going to waste my time. I have clients. I have a lot of things going on. I'm not going to let it bother me. She can talk to me about whatever it is, or if she doesn't want to, fine. Yeah. Not my problem.
I mean, there's a lot of big personalities on that show. Even this season, I actually found myself leaning more with, at first, I liked Chelsea, but this season I was leaning more with Brie, just because I loved what she said at the very end where she goes, I don't have to be this, like, just because you're the, oh, hi and huggy, whatever. I'm myself and I'm not going to apologize for that. And I'm like, I love that, you know?
Me too.
That's something where I have respect for that over any other, the other fake hugs and highs and everything.
Yeah. So, I like Brie. I really like
I do
Brie.
Too.
I didn't get a chance to get to know her that much on season 6 in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And the more I'm around her, the more we talk, she's just very real. Yeah. And just very, like you said, she is who she is. If you don't mess with her, she won't mess with you. She's like, she just is doing her thing. And I just don't understand why she's been attacked for her life and who she has a baby with. It's just like, it's no one's business.
Just because it doesn't fit someone else's agenda, mm-hmm. you don't need to be rude to the other person.
It's not, it's not traditional. It's not, but so what? Neither are we. I mean, we're not traditional either. Our office, like, it's nobody's business. It's, if she's happy, her child is happy and well taken care of. And it works for her. That is all that matters, in my opinion. I mean, so I think you let people live their life. If you don't want to be attacked and criticized for who you are and what you do, then don't do it to someone else.
Right. Okay. Moving on to real estate. So her husband is a realtor. He's sold my houses and he's the best, but we've always are always obviously talking about real estate. And do you, and on the show this season, there was a lot of, listen, it's hard, the interest rates and the mansion tax that obviously I have no idea about. So, but that you guys are having to deal with.
It's a nightmare.
Do you see an end in sight or no at this time? Cause it's like, I almost couldn't move into my new home because of the new interest rates. Cause I just moved. I was actually texting with Amanda cause I was going to have her do one of my rooms for interior design.
And oh, nice.
She's so sweet. I love her.
Yeah. She is.
She's the best. And, I'm like, this is crazy because I'm like, this needs to go down or I'm going to have to sell this place. You know, like, I'm like, I need these rates down just as everybody else. But I mean, it's like obviously
tell us it's gonna be better.
Yeah, because I'm like, I thought it was still good in LA, but I, you know, now watching the show, I'm like, oh, it looks like it's bad there too.
Yeah, it's bad. It is bad. It's probably the worst I've seen it in a while. In quite a while, probably. I got my license in 2008, like when the market crashed.
Oh, geez, yeah.
And yeah, so I would say, I mean, it's still moving in certain price points. It would be under 5 million. It's still moving. I am getting a new listing that's kind of large, but my sellers don't worry about money at all. And in the really high price points, a lot of people are cash anyway. It's like around 30 million. So, so that's, it had some, like a lot of people are cash in that price point. So, and that, so that makes it better, but most people aren't selling right now because of the mansion tax. They're not going to pay the extra, the 5.5% to sell their house. It's just, it's insane. But there is a petition and a lawsuit against that, the mansion tax. So we'll see what happens with that. Hopefully it gets overturned. We won't find out until next year though, unfortunately. So it's going to be around for a while.
And is that over, sorry, is that over 1 million or two? What is the mansion tax?
Over 5 million.
Over 5 million. Okay.
What's the tax on it?
It's, they would be paying around 5.5%.
Jeez.
Around 5.5% something is what people end up paying.
Do you think we'll ever see what we saw interest rates be the last couple of years?
I think it's going to be a while. But hopefully they'll start going down. I was thinking they would go down sooner, but we're not really seeing much right now. But I think over the next couple of years, hopefully, yeah. But it's going to be a while. I don't think it's going to be within the next few months.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get through.
It's hard to say. I wish I had a magic
ball
or something.
Tell me my husband's still going to work.
Well, it's hard.
I wish I had one.
All these, you know, he's like, hey, I lost this much. We were just talking the other day. He's like, I lost this much in... because I had to take the houses off the market because they weren't selling.
Yeah.
And it's like, ooh.
Well, and then you get into the holidays and it's like, I might as well stay. I might as well. So it's like, all right, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah. Nothing happens from November until New Year's anyway.
You guys should come open an office in Nashville.
I would love to. You know, I have not been to Nashville in a while, but it's like, I've heard it's amazing there. Jason was just there.
Yeah,
for
he was. Jason, he texted and he's like, hey, I'm, you know, let's all get together, but I'm about ready to pop. And I'm like, I don't want to leave my house. Like, love you, but I'm not leaving that house. But yeah, I was thinking about that. Cause I mean, Nashville I think it's slowed down a little bit real estate wise, but there is a lot of people from California.
Market. Yeah.
Still.
Oh, a lot of people are moving from California. And that's the other thing, because the mansion tax, with everything combined, it's like, why are people staying in California? Everything's like remote now anyway. And so a lot of our rich clients are just refusing to pay the taxes and stuff anymore. They're like, no, we'll go, we'll buy and have our primary home in Florida, Texas, Nashville, and like in Arizona, Nevada. There's a lot of options. And they're not going to hold their primary in California anymore because they refuse to pay the taxes. So I think California needs to get with it and realize they're losing out by like just being greedy and penny pinching. They're losing out on all of the taxes that they would be getting from the majority of the people that are paying all the taxes. I understand helping the less fortunate or like helping people in lower price brackets, but you're not doing that when you're also, they're out of jobs because of all these big construction projects and developments. They're not happening. So now all the construction workers aren't getting jobs on that.
Right.
They're moving out. They're not selling. So you're not getting the extra money from so many resources that they would normally just be getting this tax money. So I don't know.
Well, speaking of Jason, though, I have a question because I know how close you guys are.
Yeah.
And the other Mary is out. So is there a girl that you go, okay, this girl would be perfect for Jason?
Well, that's Chriselle, but he's,
yeah, that. He did. I still feel like he loves her every time. And I know the whole storyline watching too. And like they always get his little
his
smile, like wink thing. But I mean, it's just, it reeks for me when I watch it, like that he's just still in love with her. but
yeah. That's sad.
He's come to terms with where he will always love her. He always loved every important woman in his life. He will always love them and always be there for them. But Chrishell was special for him. She really was. And saying that from being his ex, there was difference. And he and I are very, very close. But that was a whole different situation. But he is, he has moved on and he's very happy for her in her relationship with G, truly happy. And he's friends with G and they have a really good relationship, all of them together now. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, he just knows that he is not the best thing for her though, because she deserves more. And so I think it comes from a very loving place that when he realized he wasn't ready and didn't know if he would be ready in a couple years, that if he wasn't, he just ruined her chances of ever having a kid. Yeah. And that's not fair to her. So, I think it came out of the love he has for her that he was honest about that.
Right. Well,
yeah. Stand up. I mean, that's good.
For sure. Yeah. Well, Mary, thank you for coming on. Love you. And just, we'll be praying for you. And we know everything is going to be great. Everything will work out the way it's supposed to. And it'll all make sense in the end.
Thank you. And congratulations on yours.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you so much. So and exciting. Anytime you're in Nashville, let us know and we'll go out.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye. Bye. Friend. Have a good one. I love her.
She's precious.
She's so great. You have to watch the season.
I know.
It's
I'm going to go binge.
So good.
Tonight.
She's just, I love how she gave us a little something though.
I know. She's like, I'm going to get hate for this.
Which, you know, I'm not trying to
be honest.
Totally
I have not liked her the entire time.
Who? Chelsea?
Chelsea. She is not my favorite. Sorry.
I get her values and I respect her values.
Yeah.
With things, but I don't think how she handled it with Brie was right.
I don't think I've seen that.
That was the last season. No, because she was very against the fact that she had a baby with Nick Cannon. They're not married. Yeah, it's an open relationship. Yeah. Okay, well, just because it doesn't fit your, you don't have to not like this person.
Yeah.
You can still be kind. But I think Brie made such a good point this season where she, because Chelsea brought another girl kind of in alliance with her. She's because everyone ended up liking Brie. She's like, so now that everyone likes me, now you're trying to be my friend when that to me seems fake.
Yeah.
Which fake too. Yeah. So you'll pick up on that. But then there was this other girl that they kind of brought in to, I think, stir up a little drama. And she didn't like Brie. So then Chelsea and her buddied up. So she's like, you're just trying to fit, again, your narrative of someone else that does not like me.
Yeah, no.
But it's just, she's a little, but again, everyone has like big personalities, but hers is a tough one. Yeah,
which I understand. I mean, I get big personalities, but I don't know. Hers has just always kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Mm-hmm. But we'll see how it goes this season. Can't wait to watch.
Stay tuned for a lot of things coming up. See you next week.
See ya.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/Mother's Milk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.